And all of these things together, you'd call them...
Vegetables.
Okay. Are there any vegetables that we haven't mentioned? Or do you think we've got most of them?
Onions.
Onions?
Radishes. Lettuce. Huh? Swiss chard.
You say you don't have a good memory. You can go through these a lot faster than I can. I can't remember that. Okay. What about... Are there different types of peaches that you know?
Oh, yes. There's freestone and cling peaches.
Okay, and the difference?
And there's an Alberta. Well, yes, the cling, the fruit clings to the seed, and they're very hard to get ready for canning.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part in a cherry that you don't eat? What is that?
The pit.
Okay, and would you call it for a peach?
No, I'd call it peach seed.
Okay, all right. And if you put preserves up, There's jam, and then you have...
Jelly. Okay. Marmalade.
You're an expert on all of that. I guess you've done a lot of canning in your life.
Oh, my, yes.
Wow. That's great. My mother did some, but I don't know if she was ever really a pro at it.
Well, I don't know as I'm so awfully good, but as I was telling Louis' cousins, that we could live for several months with what I have. Because I make my own bread, I make my own rolls. I sometimes buy this canned biscuits and make donuts out of them.
What kind of breads do you make?
What kind of breakfast?
Bread.
Oh, white bread, light bread.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use corn?
Cornbread? Oh, yes, I make cornbread quite often.
Any particular types or names for the types of cornbread you make?
Mm-mm. Oh, I think down south they called it corn pone, mm-hmm. You know.
Okay.
And also, a sack down there is a poke.
A poke?
Uh-huh. And my aunt sent me in, we were picking strawberries, she sent me in the house and said, Lottie, under that wash basin cupboard is a poke. Will you go bring it to me? I went in there and I looked. I saw the sacks, but anything that I thought was a poke, I couldn't find it.
Didn't see any pokes at all. What are these things that grow out? Sometimes in the woods you find them. They're both edible and then poisonous. They grow on the ground. They're sort of a fungus.
Oh, mushrooms.
Okay. Are there any of those around here? Or
well, there are up by the cabin. Yeah, there are quite a few, but I can't tell the difference. And they're so deadly poison, I don't want to take a chance.
You don't want to go out trying. Okay. What about chipped beef? What if I were to say chipped beef, what
would
come
I?
To mind?
It would be a dried, thin sliced beef.
Okay, and is that different from jerky?
Yes, okay. Because that isn't well to begin with. It's sliced a lot thinner, and it isn't dried as much as jerky is. Because mm-hmm. We take our old antelope meat and wild meat we have, and make jerky in the fall before we go hunting again.
And what would you use this chipped beef for?
Oh, I use it in a cream gravy over toast.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about, if I were to say salt pork, what would come to mind?
Salt pork.
Do you ever use salt pork?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we've made salt pork. When I was a little kid, Mother and Dad had hogs, and that's the way we preserved the pork, was to put it in a barrel, cut it up, and then put layers of salt, you know, over.
Were there any other names for it that they?
Not that I know of.
Fat back or anything like that?
No, no. Okay. I think the Southerners call it fat back, don't they?
Yeah, they do. What about head cheese? Are you familiar with head cheese?
I made it. Can
you tell me a little about that?
Well, you take a hog's head and you clean it good. You get all the whiskers off of it.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that makes it taste better.
And then you cook it until it falls off the head. Of course, you know, it's really hard because you have to use so much